Good morning, everybody. I hope you've had a fantastic night of rest. And today, as we talk further about the rest of God, think about it, that God created the earth and everything in it in 6 days, and then he rested. Now, here's the question. Did God get tired? The answer would be no. He's God. He's all-powerful. He never gets weary. He never slumbers. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But he rested from his works. He looked at it and saw it was good. Why did he do that? He did that to set up for us this idea that that day, that living set apart was rest. And that's what the word holy means. It means to be set apart. When we're holy, we're resting. We're in that place where we receive divine revelation. And God wants us to live like that every single day. He wants us to set aside a day where we're receiving from him. Like we talked about yesterday, it's about receiving righteousness and receiving provision. It's an abundant provision. It's overflowing provision. But I've got to learn how to receive it. How do I receive it? I don't know if you've started being like Lamech, Noah's father, and declaring it over your children. I'm declaring rest over them. I'm declaring peace over them. Remembering that there's symptoms when you're not at rest, when you're under the performance system and not under grace, you start finding a lack of peace. You'll start finding yourself distressed, worried, anxious, not confident, not secure in who you are and who God is for you. These are the symptoms of moving out of rest. I want you to think of rest like a big force field, this place of grace, like a giant force field. When you're underneath it, you're protected from everything. You're empowered, you receive. If you wander away from it, you lose contact with that grace. And now you're striving. Now you are struggling. It's a bit like, you know, being in an air-conditioned house in the middle of summer and it's beautiful and it's all just amazing. And then you walk outside into the 110 degree heat. And after just a few minutes, you're sweating buckets. And, you know, it's now hard work, hard work, because you moved outside of the realm where you would be cool. Well, it's the same with grace. We receive grace, but also we need to live in grace on a continual basis. We need to stay plugged in to abundance and supply. Remember, God has already prepared the provision you need today and the provision you need this week. So he wants you to worship him, not just recite all your needs, worship him. You see, when we're at rest, work is worship. God, I worship you with this job. But Lord, I thank you for the amazing things I can do to help people with this job. All those things come when I'm resting. Haven't you noticed when you go away on holiday and you have a rest, you start remembering things that you just lose track of when you're just so busy. So God wants us to learn how to find rest. We're not going to work less. We're just going to work different. We're going to work with a heart full of peace and a heart overflowing with God's grace. So how do we do that, right? Let's talk about finding rest at work. And so when we truly grasp the grace paradigm, we step into that place of settledness, security, confidence. You know, we're going through the AI revolution. There'll be people who are going to lose their jobs. But when you're living by grace and you're filled with supply, you are a child of God. You have a seat at the table and you can say, God, I'm going in. I'm expecting a great day today. I'm expecting to get promoted. I'm expecting that you're going to work things together for my good. Even if one thing's bad or two things bad, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep my eyes firmly fixed on you and I'm going to worship you through my work. And I'm going to be grace conscious. I'm going to be righteousness conscious. I'm not going to be sin conscious and I'm not going to be feelings conscious. I'm going to be grace conscious. I'm under the provision of God. You are today under the provision of God in a way you don't even understand. You are under the favor of God. If you could just see what God was thinking about you today, it would blow your mind. It would make you so secure, so steadfast, so abounding. It's a great Bible word, abounding, right? Just overflowing with this peace and this joy and this sense that you're going to make it through and God's going to provide every step of the way. So here's some supernatural elements that you need to pray for, right? When you need to ask God for, as you tap into grace, ask Him for divine wisdom and insight. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you, right? When you're working from grace, you can literally pray and receive insight, solutions, and strategies that you wouldn't have come up with on your own. Imagine creating things, having such creativity that your boss is blown away. You see, in the world of AI, repetitious jobs will be gone, but creative jobs won't be. So imagine, say, God, in this job that I'm in, give me creativity to help the business. God, I tap into, and you'll find solutions will drop into your mind. I can't tell you, when I'm in this mode, and I try to be in it as often as I can, solutions just come. A flood of ideas just come, because you can literally receive a surplus, an overabundance, more than enough ideas from a timeless, infinite God who wants to bless you because you received righteousness and now are receiving abundant grace. Right? The next one is supernatural favor. You know, Proverbs 3, verse 3 and 4 talks about favor with God and man. There's a grace that causes people to be drawn to you. As I've shared before, grace means to be favored. Favor means to be attractive to the eye. So you're attractive to God because you're righteous. Because you're righteous and receive the gift of righteousness, He's attracted to you. All of His resources are wanting to provide for you. Everything is being prepared for you, to give you opportunities you didn't earn, to give you moments. I can think of so many moments where God has given me opportunities I didn't even go looking for, but I was expecting. I expect a breakthrough in the daytime. I expect God to give me that supernatural favor. When I walk in to a meeting, a business meeting in particular, or meeting with non-Christians or something, I say, God, give me your favor. I'm tapping in. I'm living under grace. And because I'm under grace, I'm under favor. Because I'm your child and I've received your righteousness, I receive your provision, your supernatural favor. And I pray for that thing to grow. I pray for that thing to be looked favorably upon. I thank you that idea that comes from you is going to be something that changes my workplace, my home. Maybe God's going to give you an idea for your kids, an idea for your marriage. Look for that supernatural favor. God, when I go home today, I pray for supernatural favor with my children, even if they're teenagers. You know it's supernatural if you get it with them. Supernatural favor with your kids. Then you need to pray for strength beyond your own natural capacity. What does Philippians 4:13 say? It? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient. The word sufficient is not just barely enough. It's over 10 times, 10x, 100x, more than you need. For my power is made perfect in weakness. What an oxymoron. But that's the way of the kingdom. To get ahead, you have to rest. To be productive, you have to live in grace. To be the winner, you have to have peace. It's really, really important. So strength beyond natural capacity. You know, when you're operating in grace, you'll find yourself able to handle pressure. I can't tell you how easy it is to handle pressure when I'm close to Jesus and I'm living in grace. When I'm close to Him, when I'm receiving from Him, not trying to please Him, but being pleased by Him and loving Him, but being loved by Him and receiving what I need. Peace in chaos, endurance that seems impossible to explain, clarity when others are panicking. That's supernatural strength. Then you need to believe for multiplication and increase. This principle is right through Scripture, that God multiplies what's given to him, the loaves and the fishes, the widow's oil. When you're working as unto the Lord, trusting him with your outcome, there's a multiplication power and supply for your efforts. Your 8 hours can produce 20 hours. It can get done what should have taken 12. Your investment begins to yield returns. Remember, it says that God gives you the power to gain wealth. His grace gives you the power. Therefore, your investment yields can be returning beyond what the numbers suggest. This isn't about working less. It's about your work being empowered by divine blessing and productivity being the result. God wants us to work, but he doesn't want us to be performance-driven in our work. He wants us to be grace-driven. The next thing is protection and course correction. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." When you're surrendered to God, and I want you to do it today, I want you to say, "God, I'm surrendered to you. I receive your grace. I put that situation under your grace." He'll close doors that look good but would have harmed you. He'll redirect you away from disasters you couldn't see coming. He'll cause mistakes to work out for your good. Because Romans 8:28 is not just a nice saying. It's a supernatural promise that God causes all things for people that are in grace, those that are called according to his purpose and who love him, to work out for good. The sixth thing is this: anointing for your assignment. There's an anointing. I pray this every day. God, anoint me. A supernatural empowerment. As I go into to work, anoint me when I speak that it strikes home. When you're in grace, knowing what you're called to do for God, there's a special grace on your life for that specific assignment. You'll have creativity, energy, and effectiveness in that role that goes beyond your resume. So this is how this works practically. Let your workday start with not just a coffee, but with prayer. God, I tap into your wisdom today. I'm receiving your wisdom because I can't do this in my own strength. Let your favor rest upon me. I receive your favor today. I put my job under your grace. And when I'm praying that prayer, I often lift my hand as if I've got something in my hand and lift it to God. I put it under your grace. I'm not going to worry. I'm just going to do my best. I'm not going to let this get on top of me. I'm just going to do what I'm doing. Help me see what I'm missing. Cause my work to bear fruit beyond my natural ability. And throughout the day, stop for moments where you're communing with God, going into a meeting, quick prayer. God, speak to me. Listen for his promptings in a meeting. Should I send that email now or wait? Should I approach this person about that opportunity? You're sensitive to his leading. You're sensitive to where grace is flowing. You're following the river of grace. You're not just working for results. You're a living witness. Your peace under pressure, your integrity when no one's watching, your kindness to difficult people, your excellence without arrogance, all of this is the grace of God on display. People notice something different about you, even if they can't name it. This is what God's going to do for you today as you receive this message, and receive the faith that comes from the Holy Spirit, this grace that's poured out on you because you're you and because God chose you. Before the foundation of the world, he chose you, and he chose you not to beg. He chose you not to go through this life as mediocre. He chose you to be you and to be excellent and to be filled with the river of supply. You're not living in scarcity. You're living in supply. You have a chance. You have the opportunity. You have the right to order at the table. Father, I just pray for everyone listening. Let the words of God penetrate deeply into our heart. Let them go through our minds all day. Let us be righteousness conscious, peace conscious, and Lord, favor conscious. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow.